I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thanks for being with us today. It is election eve. No surprise what our top story is. Midterms are often a snooze unless you're a party activist or political wonk. Tomorrow is different, though. Not only is control of Congress up for grabs, immigration has been President Trump's go-to topic to fire up his base, and there have been serious concerns about voter suppression in several states. One race where both of those things have been a part of the story is Georgia's governor's contest. The World's Rupa Shenoy has more from Atlanta.
Atlanta's the city where Martin Luther King was born. It was the backdrop for important moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. But Georgia is also home to the largest Confederate monument in the U.S. And to add to the complexity, it now has one of the fastest-growing immigrant populations in the country. The current election could be a crossroads. Georgians could elect the first black female governor in American history.
I have a boundless belief in Georgia's future, where more have the opportunity to thrive, and all Georgia families are lifted up.
Democrat Stacey Abrams is a lawyer and novelist who was for many years minority leader of the Georgia House of Representatives. Celebrities have stumped for her. Oprah's recent visit got a lot of attention. President Trump calls Abrams unqualified, and her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, says she's too extreme. Kemp's Georgia's Secretary of State, and his office oversees elections, but he's refused to step aside for this one. Kemp campaigned with what he called a deportation bus. There was also this commercial.
I got a big truck, just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep, I just said that.
Kemp has some Latino support.
Este 6 de noviembre, únete conmigo para votar por Brian Kemp.
That's Art Gallegos in a commercial for Kemp. Gallegos lives in Gainesville, about an hour outside Atlanta, and he sits on the county GOP executive board.
And this is Juanita, my wife. She accompanies me when there's a woman involved.
Gallegos is a pastor who aspires to political office and supports Trump, even though he disagrees with some of what the president says.
After the end of the day, we have to look and view the whole entire picture to say what is the best for our families, our community, our cities, our counties, our state, and our nation.
And Gallegos thinks it would be best if undocumented immigrants waited in line the way his family did. Three of his brothers crossed the Rio Grande to enter the U.S. long ago.
They got their life in order, and they got their legal status in order, and, you know, now they're U.S. citizens. So you can't tell me that it's not possible.
Some 3,000 people did what Gallegos is saying and recently became citizens. They registered to vote in Georgia, but a state database flagged them as non-citizens. A judge ruled they should still be able to cast ballots with proof of citizenship. Local Democrats and civil rights activists still call it voter suppression. Gallegos says they're intentionally stirring up trouble. And I respond that sounds like a conspiracy.
Well, it is. It is. And unfortunately, it comes from the left and it comes from top.
Meanwhile, Democrats have their own concerns about Republicans.
Right now, we're looking for Tomas.
Gina Perez is with Gente for Abrams, a group reaching out to Latino voters. She has an app that helps her find Latino Abrams supporters who may need some reminders to actually get to the polls.
Basically, you could figure out, like, what Latinos, what age, like, first generation, second generation.
The app also helps Perez track her volunteers canvassing this Atlanta suburb. One of them, Tomas, looks like he's been at the same house for a while, so she's checking on him.
Some of our crew members have been harassed. We've had incidents where people are Republicans and they hold up our people, and our people, for some of them, it's hard to get out of the situation. Not all of them, it's just like the younger folks.
Tomas turns out to be fine. He'd just gotten to talking. At many homes, the canvassers are welcomed warmly.
Hola.
Chatting at one home, Perez warns some women to prepare to stand in a long line to vote. She says it's unfortunate when people don't make the time. They've forgotten where they came from, Perez says. Or, she acknowledges, some don't want to vote for a black woman.
I want to say anti-blackness is very real in our community, and I don't want to minimize that. But we thought there was going to be more pushback. P- people are like, oh no, she understands what it's like to be a brown person in the South. You know, I don't think that our community is oblivious to the history of the South.
And the history of the South includes a long struggle by black Americans.
Hi.
I meet Leo Smith in the glitzy compound of shops and hotels around the Atlanta Braves ballpark. He says black Americans paved the way for immigrants.
Right now, we're having an argument about the 14th Amendment, birthright citizenship. Well, that amendment was written to make sure that black Americans became fully engaged citizens. And because of the black American struggle, other immigrants throughout the nation have benefited by being considered by birth citizens of America.
Smith was the Georgia GOP's Minority Engagement Director until this past June. He says the local party got new leadership with a new vision that didn't include him.
Do they have someone doing minority outreach now?
No, actually, and maybe even rightly so.
Smith says maybe community members should be reaching out to voters, not political parties. He won't reveal how he plans to vote, but Smith says this of Stacey Abrams.
I don't believe that a globalist agenda benefit black Americans. And I think there are a lot of black Americans who agree, and I think we will see that she will not get the black turnout that, say, Obama got.
Smith defends Kemp, even though Kemp's office shed thousands of black voters from the rolls for mistakes in their registrations as small as a misplaced hyphen. Smith argues things are still better than they used to be.
The reality is I can walk into any voting precinct that I have been assigned to with a latte in my hand and a newspaper under my arm and my children safely beside me without fear.
And he says he has that freedom because of civil rights leaders who suffered greatly.
So it would be an insult to them to suggest that the voter suppression tactics used on John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, are the same that are being used against people now and today. They are not.
But at Chapel Hill Baptist Church, after a rally to get out the vote,
not only must we pray, we must vote.
The Reverend Antonio Grissom sees history a different way.
I think of individuals like my late grandmother and others who were civil rights activists, especially in small Georgia towns in rural Georgia, where racism was adamant and how they really fought for us to have this right. Within that generation, they feel that time is being taken back.
Grissom says his elders feel like progress made during the civil rights era is being reversed. Mary Pat Hector is standing nearby.
This is suppression. This is what it looks like. This is trying to silence the voice of the new or soon-to-be majority in this country, which are people of color.
Hector's youth director for the civil rights organization National Action Network. She says if Abrams wins, it'll show that diversity is important and government should reflect all people.
A black woman as governor in a southern state, that speaks powers. And I think that would also push back on a lot of the beliefs that the world has on America now due to the election of Donald Trump.
But if Kemp wins, Hector says some people won't be able to believe the election was fair.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would trust the outcome.
And that's the reaction Art Gallegos, the Gainesville Republican, expects.
They are going to be sort of making a fit, just like a kid, like a child in the store, that you tell them, no, you can't have that candy, and yet they throw themselves on the ground, and they start kicking, and they do whatever to get attention, instead of saying, you know what, okay, let's start from page one, let's work.
For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Atlanta, Georgia.
Rupa is in Atlanta with The World's multimedia editor, Stephen Davey, and he's taking over our Instagram for the next few days from Georgia. Follow their reporting on Instagram, at PRI The World.